the investment of a fraudster has no future. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Somebody mixing petrol and kerosene, or mixing something so that he can increase his profit. Evil money. Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 17 to 18. Jeremiah 22, 17 to 18 say, but thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness. Covetousness. And for to shed innocent blood out of that covetousness. And for oppression and for violence and to do it. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him. That is, he will die a miserable death until nobody will cry for him. Since out of covetousness, what is evil money? The dividends of ritual or blood sacrifice. Beloved, look at all the things I mentioned. A major bulk of people in our society falls somewhere. Evil money. Not all that glitters is gold. Don't look at people and be envying them. I want to make money, make money, make money. What God does not give you, you don't need. And God is going to give you far more than all those who are risking their lives in the name of trying to make money. Iniquitous money. Are we still on? The process of stealing and cheating, number four. The dividends of ritual or blood sacrifice, number five. Now, what is the tragedy of evil money? And around of there. Number one, evil money is unacceptable to God. Unacceptable. It is not tithable. It is not givable. If nobody has ever told you this, I want to say it to you and let it enter your system. Any money you made out of all these sources, if you give it, you multiply your iniquity. So you come to church, I want to pay tithe. Tithe out of prostitution. It worsens the prostitutiousness in the sight of God. Tithe out of killing a man. Tithe out of stealing. Tithe out of bribery from the office. Tithe out of stealing, either from government or from your workplace. And you want to tithe out of it. No. It's unacceptable to God. In Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 18. He said, thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore. That is, you will not bring the profit of prostitution or the price of a dog. I think that was symbolic also of immorality, and that was the Old Testament. You shall not bring it into the house of the Lord, thy God, for any vow. For even both these are abomination unto the Lord your God. The thing tough. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. Proverbs 15 and in verse 8, he said, the sacrifice of the wicked, the tithe of the wicked, the vow of the wicked, the giving of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. But the prayer of the upright is his delight. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 27. He said, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? It's an abomination to start with, to bring money that is not of correct source. How much more if it was you wicked somebody, like we say in Nigeria, you wickeded somebody to get the money and you are bringing it to God. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. Say you dealt with students in school and say you are coming to church to give offering, or you are coming to give prophet's offering. You was your situation before God. It's not acceptable. It's not accept. It may enter the offering basket, but God refused to receive it. The church may count it, but God refused to receive it. And if God will not take your gift, what a curse! I mean, you took something to your earthly father, and your earthly father said, I don't want. Say, Papa, I beg. Never. Go with your money. What an insult. Somebody here at all. It's not acceptable money. There are people who say, my mother is suffering, so I had to do prostitution to assist her and sponsor my junior ones. You are using cost money, investing in the lives of both your mother and your siblings. You are destroying their lives. And it's an abominable before. Somebody say, he's an armed robber. He went to his village to build a hospital. That is a yeye hospital. A corrupt man went to his community to build a school. Useless school. A fraudster went to his community to dig borehole. That is useless water. If anybody knows him very well, he shouldn't touch that water. A kidnapper is using the kidnap money to shine and distribute money everywhere. Not all that glitters is. Not everybody they are sharing money. Not everywhere they are sharing money you should collect. Anyone whose money source you suspect, don't touch their money. Someone say amen. Amen. Someone say aloud amen. Amen. I have prayed one dangerous prayer before. Any money you are not giving me, may it not enter my hand. Anybody, say somebody said he wanted our bank account. I told my wife, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Did he ask again? Neither did we give. Somebody came one day and said, I want you to see a house. You say, what kind of house? I say, it's a 7-bedroom duplex with basement, 2-bedroom in the basement. You will like it. I say, what am I to see it for? He said, well, see it first, then I'll tell you. From what I understood, it's like, I have a gift to give you. I want you to come and see it. And then he came on a healing and deliverance service day like this. And he said, can we go now? I said, no, I have service now. Can we see it after the service? He said, no, it will be better now. I said, all right, I am in for service. He said, okay, we'll see later. That later did not come. He left. At that time, we're still living in a rented house. Me and my wife, we're in a rented house in this town for over 13 years. There was enough money to build the house. There was enough money to live anywhere we wanted, but we forgot ourselves. All the money pumped into church and into ministry. We forgot that we didn't have a house. So what a temptation. When somebody comes and says, 7-bedroom duplex with basement, come, let me show you. When I said I am in service, maybe he got angry. I should have preferred him and his house to God. Yeah, house. And God was watching. God was watching my action. Is this boy going to leave? Or will he stay and preach? When he saw me staying to preach, he said, that is my son. I know he will do that. I am not in doubt. I know he will do that. Since then, it is not 1, 2, or 3 houses. Am I communicating at all? I told God, anything you are not giving me, may it never enter my hand. Anybody trying to give me gift, and that gift is blood money, may you change their mind. Anybody who have me in mind to give me money whose source is not correct, Father, make them to forget. Anything that God is not giving me, I don't want. Let God be the one giving it. Hallelujah. So it is not tithable. So anyone here today who say, my profession is prostitution, my profession is armed robbery, my profession is this or that. Sorry. Tithe, not acceptable. Offering, not welcome. If church is basically out to get people's money, won't you say anything you have, bring? But the Bible says it's an abomination. But you can say today, Lord, I am sorry for how I have lived. And I'm making a U-turn. That is number one. Number two, tragedy is that evil money invites sorrow. It invites sorrow. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, he said, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. It invites sorrow. It invites all manner of calamity. If you doubt me, ask Gehazi. He went after money. And he ended up mourning. The leprosy of Naaman came upon Gehazi and upon all his lineage because he went after money that God did not give him. Number three, evil money is cursed money. Cursed. Especially stolen money, fraudulent money is money that carries a curse on top of it. Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 33, look at what the Bible said. It said the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. But he blessed the habitation of the just. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the murderer, the killer, the armed robber, the ritual killer, the drug dealer, the corrupt, fraudulent person, the one who cheats others to make money, the one who defrauds lower people to make money. The curse of the Lord is upon his life. But look at Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1. Zechariah chapter 1, from verse 1 all the way to verse 4. Listen, he said, then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roe. And he said to me, what seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roe. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. And the curse is for who? For everyone that stealeth. It shall be cut off as on this side according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off, that is lying and swearing and stealing, as on that side according to it. Verse 4. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones
thereof.
Armed robber using robbery money to send his children to school. You landed them with cost money and cost their future. Prostitute training people with prostitution money. You are cursing those lives and cursing their future. Fraudulent officer, whether in the private or government sector, using fraud money. And my children are in America. My children are in London. The other one is reading law, and the other one is reading this and that. And all the money is stolen money from office. It doesn't matter whether they studied in Cambridge. They will never cross any bridge in life. Whether it is Oxford, they cannot go forward. You damn them. You scatter. He says to enter the house of the thief and consume the timber. So the investment of a fraudster has no future. The investment of a corrupt person has no future. The investment, whether financial investment or investment in lives, it has no destiny. I'd like you to pick this tape and give everybody you know. And before you say it, the person can say, are you suspecting me? Say, I'm not suspecting you. The message is for everybody. You see, the children of most big people are in campus cult. They are the leaders of the cults. I heard a story of one who literally they almost killed a boy, the campus cult person, almost finished the boy. And they arrested him and took him. The next day he was free because his father is so and so. Why will such money not produce cultists? Cultists that are ready to kill and ready to be killed. Fraudulent children of fraudulent people cannot secure the future of their father's prosperity. Everything run down in one generation. Useless money. Is God speaking to anybody here? Don't carry cost money and use it to make investments in your children, in lives, and investments in the poor. Anybody, you are just planting curses on people. Amen. The matter tough, oh. Tough, where? So there are many people who don't know why their lives are headed nowhere. All children, almost everyone, useless. Evil money is cost money. Number four. Are we going to number four? And so again, I said that money has no future. Evil money aborts people's inheritance. It aborts people's inheritance in God. Every time you touch what God did not give you, you lose what belongs to you in God. You doubt me? Ask Adam. You can read the whole of Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to the end. God gave Adam everything in the garden, but there was one thing he said he shouldn't tamper with, the fruit. Adam took that fruit and ate it. And God said, the one I said, all the ones I said you should eat was not enough for you. The one I said you shouldn't eat is the one you went to eat. Okay, don't eat anyone again at all. On your mask, get set, move out. He drove him out. He drove him out of the garden. He said, in the sweat of your face, till the ground. So Adam had to wait for the next planting season to have what to eat. So probably he was eating grass and eating anything he could find to eat. The fruit in the garden. You can eat an apple and lose a future. You can eat
you can eat only one fruit and lose a garden.
Many people have lost.
Tiny money they are after. And big future God had for them. Big inheritance. Big destiny. They couldn't achieve it. That was number what? Number five. Evil money invites tragedy and sudden death. One of the things that money that you didn't make correctly can do is to kill people before their time. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. He said, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lock privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh the way, the life of the owners thereof. You see, verse 18 says, what they are doing is, they are setting trap for their own life. They are waiting to shed their own blood. Everyone that is greedy for gain, that can even go to the extent of taking somebody's life, it is his own life he's taking without knowing. Am I communicating? If you doubt me, ask Judas Iscariot. How long did he live? How long? Who killed him? Jesus Christ gave him the treasurer position, and he was a thief. And he was stealing everything inside. And Jesus knew everything about everybody. And nobody answered him. One day, a woman brought an offering of an alabaster box. Judas Iscariot said, why should she waste this oil? The Bible said, this he said, not because he cared for the poor, but since he was a thief and stole things from the bag. So everybody knew he was a thief. That was not enough for Judas. It is to sell the master Gabadiah, 30 pieces of silver, and he sold Jesus Christ. Judas died like a mad dog. The place he bought was useless. They called it Akeldama, the field of blood. They used it to bury strangers. It became a cemetery. Is a cemetery an inheritance? You move fast. That was all that Judas achieved from his thievery. Cemetery and death. If you doubt me, ask Achan. He stole money. Did he live to enjoy the money? He was stoned to death and everybody in his house. Beloved, not all that glitters is gold. You will fulfill your days. And finally, evil money is the doorway to eternity in hell. Eternity in hell. Eternity in hell. Evil money, the doorway to eternity in hell. Psalm 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God, the wicked shall be turned into hell. The question is, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul?
You are coming back.
He that liveth by the sword shall die by the sword.
With your testimony. You are coming back with your testimony.
You are coming back with your testimony.
Coming.
So shedded man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed.
Mama Lawa can't stop it. Boy Lawa can't stop it. Girl Lawa can't stop it. Baby Lawa can't stop it.
Come see the power of the Almighty at work. Jesus is Lord.
Nobody can stop.